Stephen Miller, Democrats defend infinity process for illegal migrants. By Neil Monroe on April 22, 2025. Democrats are trying to prevent immigration enforcement via an extraordinary amount of individualized adjudication at a level that no American citizen receives, President Donald Trump's top aide Stephen Miller said. This isn't due process, this is called infinity process to keep you here forever, Miller told Newsmax on April 21. Miller's infinity process comments echoed President Trump's message. How can Biden let millions of criminals into our country? Totally unchecked and unvetted, with no legal authority to do so. Yet I, in order to make up for this assault to our nation, am expected to go through a lengthy legal process, separately, for each and every criminal alien. The Democrats' strategy is a threat to the nation, he added, as usual, two different standards. Only leading to the complete and total destruction of the USA Make America Great Again. Miller's infinity process term spotlights his effort to change the terms of national debate away from elite concerns and towards the concerns of ordinary people. For example, he recently suggested that ordinary Americans are entitled to reparations for civic harm caused by the elite's preference for mass migration. The infinity process strategy is spotlighted by the Democrats' response to the court-ordered deportation of Salvadoran migrant Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who was ordered deported in 2019. Trump's deputies are also showcasing the evidence that Abrego Garcia subsequently allegedly beat his wife, served as a street hustler in Maryland for the MS-13 gang, and helped smuggle more illegal migrants into the jobs and housing needed by Van Hollen's constituents. In response, Democrats are urging the Republicans to stop talking about the migrants' criminal record. Don't put everything out on social media about the deported migrant, Senator Chris Van Hollen, DMD, told ABC's This Week on April 20. The issue should be decided by judges, he said, adding. The Trump administration is trying to change the story, Democrats' narrative. They're trying to detract attention. Here's where they should put their facts, they should put it before the court. They should put up or shut up in court, under Judge Zinnes, who's the district court judge in this case. GOP legislators are broadcasting the administration's infinity process criticism of the Democrats. The Salvadoran migrant has been in front of 17 judges, some of them twice, Senator John Kennedy, RLA, told Meet the Press.